Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sif Mem Ches. The Mechaber says that one's not allowed to put a beged, an article of clothing, on a makkah, on a place that's bleeding, because the blood is going to color the beged, the garment. And that's the problem with the melacha of Tzeveya. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, it's mechalkal, because it's not productive for this beged to have some blood coloring it, and therefore you can be potter. It'll still be aser, midrabon lachat chilo. And if it's a red beged, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, it's for sure aser, because then it gets more red. It helps with the redness, the blood. It gets more red, then it's even a te'elis for it. Mishnah Berurah says, Malkamat Chak, one could put a beged on the makkah, even though it's going to get bloody, because derech luchluch, it's not the right way to tzveh, it's derech luchluch, it's really getting dirty through this blood, and therefore you can make it if you're stuck. The correct thing to do, the Mechaber says, I want you to wash off the makkah first with mayim or yayin, with water, with wine first. You should use wine for cleansing also, not just water. And this way there's no dam there, and afterwards you can put a beged there as a bandage. Mechaber also says, I want to nalal be mighty dam, draw blood out of a makkah. Mishnah Berurah says there's another halacha that's squeezing the makkah to get blood out, or to put something tightly on it to get blood out, even if there's no problem with tzveya, it's still a problem with some halacha of chayvah, it's a halacha of being mighty dam from a person. It's on the same halacha as until it's a shama. And Mishnah Berurah says that some say the same thing. If you put something on the makkah that is therapeutic, a cream, whatever it is, that its teva is that draws out the moisture and the liquid and the blood. It's the same thing. Your kavana, it's mamish melacha d'rais. Kavana is to draw out the blood, and for sure, also, even if it's not going to be melacha d'rais, so you get out of that somehow, should be also d'rabanan. The same thing. There used to be a certain type of a bug that they would put on the makkah that it would like suck out the blood, and this would get rid of the blood from the makkah. Magen Avraham claims that maybe it's a chiyuv chatas mamish d'rais, and for sure also least d'rabanan. And therefore, even my cholish imbes akana, you should have a guy do it. You should not do it. To suck blood out from a wound also is also going to be chayiv. Therefore, one has to be careful not to suck out the blood that's stuck between his teeth. Now, the Mechaber says that some say that you could put kariach bish, like a spider web, on top of the makkah, and that covers all the blood and the whole wound. And after top of that, you could put a smarta, put a piece of a garment, a piece of clothing, to be a bandage. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why the Mechaber brings it is Yesh Ermim, because the Mechaber himself, Bish Yosef, brings, now the R say it's a problem of a fool to do this because it's therapeutic. That's only brings it from Yesh Ermim. But the Ram brings from Abusha Yom Tov and Tezah Shabbos also, and they're make about this, and they said you could put this spider web on top of the makkah, and afterwards put the smarta, put the bandage on top of it. Sif Mem test, the Mechaber discusses putting something in the Piyat Abbas. That's where a person goes to the bathroom in the back. If somebody's constipated, they would stick in a psilo. They made like a piece out of either a chel of a burris, out of soap, or even out of paper. They would fold up in a certain way and stick it in over there, and that would cause that make it easier for the person to go to the bathroom. And Mechaber says that you can't do it unless you put it with the shinoi, and you put it in gently. And you have to put the shinoi because exam shemshchika sa'amanim over here. There's a problem of refuah. By chodesh emes akana, it's almost enough for the mishkov. If he's that sick, then you mutter with the shinoi. You won't have that problem. But you still have to be careful not to do malacha d'raisa. Ultimately, the reason why the Mechaber is very hesitant, and even when he does allow it, you have to do it gently, is because the real concern over here is that if you're not careful, it's going to cause hairs from the back over there to get pulled out. And that's the problem of gezes, of causing the hairs to get pulled out. And therefore, a person has to be careful. How does it even malacha mutter? It's always best to do it with a goy. Now, this is besides the fact that we're discussing over here putting this psil in, this item in order to help the person be able to go to the bathroom. But the Mishpura brings the Chayodim, we're not discussing over here making the psil. We're discussing the case this psil was something that was very pre-made from Rav Shabbos and questions to stick it in to help take care of the person's constipation. But to make this psil, make this thing on Shabbos, even from making it from paper, the folding of paper in a certain way and making it hard and stiff, that you're able to work, to be stuck in for this therapeutic purpose, is Isidoraisa Makkah Lepatish. The only time you're allowed to do it is for Chalish Yesh Basakana, where you're allowed even to do Malacha Deraisas. If someone's not for the Mishka of the Chalish Yesh Basakana, they can do the Rabbana Adishinoi, but they can't do Malacha Deraisa. If you can't make the Psila on Shabbos, only the Psila is made before Shabbos, then you can put it in gently, as long as you're careful not to do Malacha Deraisa, not to pull out hairs. Also, Mishnah Berurah says a different Eitza, seemingly from the Chayyam as well, that way you can make this chticha, this psila on Shabbos, you make it out of lefus, make it out of a vegetable, that's mutter, since it's a michael behemoth, it's an animal food, the lefus, the vegetable, there's no problem taking kli. If you take paper, or you take fat, and you make it into something, you just made a kli, that's makkah patish, kamaloch, you made it into a kli. But taking a michael behemoth and cutting it in a way that can be used for this purpose of sticking it in the back as a psilo, that's not going to be a kli. It remains a michael behemoth, which doesn't become a kli, and if there's no problem making it on Shabbos.